Tantor Audio presents The Veil by Chloe Neal, narrated by Amy Landon. Chapter 1. The French Quarter was thinking about war again. Booms echoed across the neighborhood, vibrating windows and shaking the shelves at Royal Mercantile, the finest purveyor of dehydrated meals in New Orleans, and antique walking sticks. We were flush with antique walking sticks. I sat at the store's front counter, working on a brass owl that topped one of them. The owl's head was supposed to turn when you pushed a button on the handle, but the mechanism was broken. I'd taken apart the tiny brass pieces and found the problem. One of the small, toothy gears had become misaligned. I just needed to slip it back into place. I adjusted the magnifying glass over the owl, its jointed brass wings spread to reveal its inner mechanisms. I had a thin screwdriver in one hand, a pair of watchmaking tweezers in the other. To get the gear in place, I had to push one spring down and another up in that very small space. I liked tinkering with the store's antiques, to puzzle through broken parts and sticky locks. It was satisfying to make something work that hadn't before. And since the demand for fancy French sideboards and secretaries wasn't exactly high these days, there was plenty of inventory to pick from. I nibbled on my bottom lip as I moved the pieces, carefully adjusting the tension so the gear could slip in. I had to get the gear into the back compartment, between the rods and into place between the springs. Just a smidge to the right, and boom! I jumped. The sound of another round of fireworks shuddering me back to the store.